Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to They Overcame. We're here to give God all the praise, all of the honor, and all the glory that is due his name. Amen, amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we are just so excited to be here today and to give God the praise and the honor that is due his name. Amen, amen. Good morning, my love.
Good morning, good morning. Just a great day to be alive, a great day to be with God's people on this broadcast, and an awesome day to wake up and know that almost, well, 29 years later, that the bride of my dreams is still with me this morning. That's a blessing and a testimony, and just shows how good God is. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we are here in North Carolina. We don't have sunshine today. It looks a little, it's very overcast, but we just want to give God the praise and the honor anyway, despite the weather, despite what's going on in our lives, despite the trials and the tests that we go through. God is worthy, and he has proven himself so many times to us. I often say, how can I not praise him? How can I not give him the honor and the glory? And how can I not trust him, the many things that he has done in our lives and for us and through us? And, you know, our God is just amazing, babe. He's just amazing, amazing.
Yeah, there's none that can be compared, as the psalmist said. Who in heaven or on earth can we even like it unto our God? Because he's just so awesome. When we just look back over our lives and see all the things that he's done for us, for all the things that he's done through us, and even all the things that he has tolerated from us. Only a God could. Sometimes we can just look back and see even some of our failings and behaviors and our doubts and our just whatever our attitudes are, but God still blesses us. He loves us, and he just restores us time after time after time again. And who else but a God like the God that we serve can do that? So we just got to love him. Can't help but praise him.
Can't help but praise him. He's worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Well, baby, you want to open us up with prayer?
Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you right now to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your peace, your deliverance. Father, we have so much to thank you for. We just can't even put in words all those things. In fact, Lord, there are things that you do for us that we don't even see or realize. Every breath that we breathe, every movement of and every function of every organ in our body. Lord God, you have orchestrated all those things, and you just are mindful of us day by day so that we wake up each morning, hallelujah, and not only that, but with new mercies. Lord, you're just so good, and we thank you and we praise you. This day we hold before you this broadcast, Lord God, and the purpose of the ministry of this broadcast, we ask that you will just anoint it, Lord God. Let it be just a blessing to those who hear, encouragement, deliverance, hope, even causing some, and especially, Lord, causing some to turn to you, to know that you are their Savior, their only hope. In the name of Jesus, let it go across this world, across this globe, Lord God. For we know that you are able to even wake up those that need to wake up right now and call in, not even knowing what or why they're doing it. Or as they go across even the internet and come across this on the internet, Lord God, just orchestrate for those who you have ordained to hear what goes forth today, that some soul will be saved, encouraged, Lord God, that life will be changed for someone. In the name of Jesus, bless the host of this broadcast, the overall host of New Destiny Ministries. In the name of Jesus, just let your will be done. And we thank you, Lord God, praying even especially for our guest on today. Lord God, we just lift him up in the name of Jesus because he is a vessel on fire for you, being used by you, Lord God. And we just pray that you will just bless him in a mighty way, him and his house. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I am so excited. Our pastor, I'm calling him Daniel. Forgive me, pastor. Our pastor, Matthew Bradham, is joining us this morning, and we're so proud of the work that God is doing in this young man's life. And we're just happy that he, you know, agreed to be on the broadcast with us this morning. We're going to do something a little different. And if you listen to the broadcast, you know that I had been saying that the Lord was doing a new thing with us. We are always going to be taking testimonies, but sometimes the Lord ordering our steps will, you know, divert us from doing testimonies and give us something else to do, something to enlighten the people of God with, something, you know, to edify them with and to inspire them to get closer to God. And this is the Saturday that we're going to be doing that. So we just are so happy to have our pastor on. And are you there? Are you there, Matthew?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
I am good. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
It's an honor to be on the radio with Albert and Billy.
Amen. Such a blessing to have you, sir.
We're so happy that you decided to join us this morning, and I text one of our leaders of our life group to be on this morning, and I don't know if he's on or not. Are you there, John?
Hold on.
Okay.
Amen. Are you there, John?
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm having problems with my computer, so I can't see what's going on. But, Matthew, thank you again for being on. And we're soaping this month in the book of Philippians. Kind of escaped my mind. And I know a lot of people are wondering, what is soap? What are you talking about? This is a new concept to Al and I. We had never, you know, done study in the Bible before, but, you know, not the way that we're doing it at the Point Church. So would you share with the audience just, you know, what soap is, how you guys came about soap, and to share with us.
Yeah, we started the Point Church 4 years ago. Well, it'll be 4 years ago this September. So, It's almost been 4 years, and when we started the church, one of the things that I was most excited about was, you know, Chris, our lead pastor, had a passion to reach people that were far from God, you know, the people that weren't in church, but at the same time also to take people further in their life following Jesus than I had been used to being a part of in church as well. And so to reach people that I wasn't used to reaching in church and to take people further in their journey of following Jesus than I was used to being a part of in church. And one of the ways that we wanted to do that was by on our next steps path of having people have a goal of taking a step to get into a core group. And in these core groups, what they did at the very beginning of the church was they read through the Bible in a year, and it was with 2 to 4 people of the same gender. And so they would read through the Bible every single, each week they would have weekly readings. And when they would come together, you know, if one of the people in the group didn't finish the reading, which was probably like, you know, 20-plus chapters for that week, that if one of the people did not finish the reading, then the whole group had to read all that again. And so it was a sense of accountability to make sure everybody was reading. And in these groups, they also prayed for people in each other's lives and prayed for one another and kept each other accountable for different things that they were struggling with. But last year, Jeremy Hyde, our executive pastor, and Chris Hankins, our lead pastor, went to the Exponential Church Planting Conference down in Orlando. And while we were down there, it took us a little bit of a drive. So we were driving down there, and, you know, we had plenty of time to talk and to see whatever God was doing through that car ride. And crazy things can happen on a car ride, because on that car ride, the name of our church changed. and amongst other things, we just kind of asked each other how our core groups were going. And, you know, we said, well, everybody in our group does the reading, you know, and that's a big deal. I mean, most people in their lifetime never read through the whole Bible. I mean, that's a very small percentage of people. And the testimony from all three of us was that the people in our group, they do the reading. But then one of us asked, what about when you ask, what did God speak to you through it? You know, what did God teach you through the reading? And from all three of us, the response was just that nobody says anything, you know, and then it's just blank stares. And, you know, we started just wrestling through this, that what we're doing was not effective, not that they weren't getting anything through reading out of the Bible, but to have our people reading 20-plus chapters of the Bible a day, or not a day, a week, and to read the whole entire Bible, in a year, but to be able to sit there and say that in reading that many chapters in a week that they got nothing out of it, that they felt like God wasn't teaching them anything, and they felt like that God wasn't speaking anything to them, was something that was very alarming to us. And we realized, because, you know, at our core groups, a lot of times that we would have stuff to share, but very often there was silence across, you know, many of the other people in the group. And while we were there, we actually, Wayne Cordero was there, and he's a pastor in Hawaii, and they actually do the SOAP method. And it wasn't so much that he brought it up, but it was just interesting that the year before, during the month of January, we'd done something called Awakening. And during Awakening, we read through the Book of John together, and we made journals for everybody, the same ones that we give out on Sundays at our church now. And we challenged people to read through the Book of John and soap through the Book of John. And that was Jason McKenzie, who was a leadership resident with us, who had been influenced by stuff that Wayne Cordero had done, and other people was very, very passionate about soaping and just seeing the life change that it had brought in him and other people's lives. And so he kind of was the reason that we ever even did that during Awakening. And so while we were down there in Orlando, we started talking about what if we made core group not the goal of, you know, reading through the whole entire Bible in a year, but what if the challenge was each day for someone to read one chapter and to soap through it? And I'll go over that acronym in a minute. but to soak through it, and that, you know, if they could hear God speak to them clearly, you know, 7 days a week, you know, by reading one chapter a day, that's much better than reading 20-plus chapters in a week and hearing nothing. And plus, one of the things that they were talking about at the church planting conference was just the Great Commission to go and make disciples. And we started wrestling through the fact of that's a very daunting thing, a very daunting task for anybody, you know, including a pastor. But especially for people that, you know, the people that come and attend church, if you were just to say, you know, here's your mission, you go make disciples, you know, like, and I think that's a loaded statement of what do you mean go and make disciple? How do I make a disciple? Can I even make a disciple? I don't feel adequate to make a disciple. I didn't go to seminary, or, you know, I didn't go to Bible college, or I don't have enough information. I don't know all the answers. And so what we were looking at is that making disciples isn't meant to be that complicated. And so what was so beautiful about the SOAP method was that basically the SOAP method is this. It's that you sit down with somebody else and you show them the method of you read a chapter and you go through and you pick out the scripture that stands out the most to you, the one that you feel like God's, you know, convicting you the most about or encouraging you the most about, or whatever the Spirit's speaking to you, the one that stands out. You know, there might be a bunch that stand out, but it's a good discipline to really look and say, God, what specifically are you really, you know, showing me today? You know, and to really kind of find that one verse or that verses, you know, that are in a package that stand out the most to you. And that's what SOAP is. It's an acronym. And so that's what the S is for. And so you have a journal and you have the S right there, and you read a chapter and, you know, you write down, you write out that actual verse. And then the next thing that you do in that acronym is that, you know, it's called the O is for observation. And so you just go through that verse or that string of verses, and you literally just write down everything you see, you know, in a kind of an outline form. What are the things that you see happening? What are the things that are actually being said in that verse? And then the A is for application. And this is where you take the verse and you take what you've observed and you say, this is not just information, but what does this actually mean to me? And you write out how you feel like, you know, how this would apply to your life, how this would be something that transforms you and something that changes you. I mean, what would it look like to actually put these observations into action in your own life? And then the P, so that's the S, the O, and the A, and this is the P, is to write out a prayer to God that's in response to these observations and applications. And what I think is so incredible about this simple little acronym is that the goal, you know, if anybody can do it. And as a result, anybody that's done it can show somebody else how to do it. They can easily show someone a four-letter acronym and walk them through the simple steps of what it is to SOAP. And what we felt so excited about was that we were going to be able to walk back and implement this whole thing in our church and not just see people hear from God more, but actually give them a tool to go and make disciples. And because you say go and make a disciple, and everyone would be scared. You say, can you go and show someone how to SOAP with somebody? People can actually say, you know what, I think I can do that. And what they don't even realize is that is making disciples, because it's teaching them to hear from God. It's teaching them to ask Him, His Spirit, to speak to us, asking Him to show us what it is to apply that to our lives. And then literally writing out a prayer is actually teaching people, making disciples, of showing that it's a relationship with Jesus. That when you read the Bible, it's not just reading a book, but that by even having that P at the end, that it is a relationship. That each day when you read, it is a back and forth. It is a response. It's a hearing from God and a speaking back to Him. And so that was something we came back with, is that this is something that's going to give people the tools to understand how to read their Bibles in a relationship with God, and how to actually show other people how to read the Bible in a relationship with God, and just seeing the impact that could make, just the simplicity of that, the reproducible nature of that. But just we came back excited that we really felt like God had something in store for us. And so we came back and we said, okay, the three of us on the drive back, we're going to find somebody to SOAP with, and we're going to SOAP with them for 8 weeks. And then after 8 weeks, you know, all throughout those 8 weeks, we're going to challenge them to be thinking about and praying about somebody that they could then in turn SOAP with. And then they train somebody after that, And, you know, and they challenged them to go and soap with somebody. And so it came back with three people. We didn't feel compelled at the time to start this as a church program as such, but we really just wanted this to be something that was almost kind of a grassroots organic thing that just kind of spread. And just seeing what God could do just by unleashing the three of us to come back and soap with people at our church. And so this started with three people last May. And just a testimony, as we've never announced this on Sundays, we're actually doing soap through Philippians right now for the first time. But we've never even really talked about soap ever in this time. But what has been so incredible is that three people started soaping, and they then went and made, you know, and found other people to soap with. And that now, I believe close to 100 people in our church have actually been through soap, and they're in the process of going and soaping with other people. And I, honestly, that number probably is even low at this point. And so, you know, it's just incredible just to see that in a short period of time, that many people have gone and then learned what it is to hear from God, learned what it is to have a relationship with Him through reading a scripture, and then going and actually showing other people how to do it. And I think it's been invigorating for people to see the impact they can make in people's lives by simply just showing them a simple acronym. And so it's been exciting to see, you know, it's kind of like the food pantry at church right now. You know, it's how God patiently works with us and patiently gives us guidance. And because, you know, for 3.5 years, we challenged each one of our life groups to have a mission project. And y'all's life group actually has been one of the few groups that always did very, very well at that. And but very often it was difficult for groups to ever even come to a decision of what they would do and to actually even carry it out very often and to get good participation. And I was doing some math in my head the other day, and we've actually fed close to 700 people in the food pantry in the last 3.5 months. And I was looking back on the 3.5 years prior to that, and I would bet a huge sum of money that we have actually helped more people through doing something simple as the food pantry instead of trying to do so many different things and not do them well and not be effective. I think we've actually helped more people in 3.5 months than we did in the first 3.5 years of our church. And so it's kind of what I'm excited about with soap is I feel like God's given us something. He just laid it in our lap. And I feel like even more people have, in just this short period of time, I think are growing and reading scripture and actually making disciples in their own life than actually happened in the first 2.5 years or 3 years of our church. And so it's exciting to see what God's doing through it.
It is exciting being saved for as long as I've been saved. I don't think that I've ever, well, not I don't think. I know that I've never gone through the Bible this way. And, you know, you read the Bible and you get things from it, but to actually put it down in writing so that you can go back over it and look at it and say, oh, this is what the Lord said to me. And then to share, you know, you share with people, but now you're sharing something more specific. So I was a little, not apprehensive about doing it, but I am not one for writing stuff down, which is bad, but we've been actually soaping, Al and I. So, honey, did you want to say
something? And what's cool is that Albert and I have soaked quite a bit at K&W Cafeteria, and and so that's been a good thing. And I'll just even say this, I think I need to say this from stage at some point to encourage people too, but I think that there was apprehension for me at first too, Billy, to be honest with you, is because, I mean, when you've been if you follow Jesus for a long time, you've maybe gotten into a groove of how you do things and how you read the Bible. And but I know the God I serve likes to stir the pot a little bit and doesn't like us just to stay where we're at. And I think, you know, I've grown up reading the Bible and went to seminary and got a master's of divinity, and I don't even really know what that means because I don't think you can be a master of God, but that's the title they gave me. But I left with all this knowledge and this information, you know, and this acronym seems so simple. It seems almost elementary, and I think that's the perception that someone might have. I'll say this, that I'm hearing God speak to me more And I'm getting more out of reading the Bible through doing the simple acronym than I was before, and I'll just humbly admit it. and so I do want to – I'm not saying it's the only way to read the Bible, but it basically it's giving you the tools that no matter how you read the Bible, whether you're writing it down, you know, whether you're, you know, sharing it with other people, it gives you the tools of how you should read any chapter and any passage anytime you read. You should always be observant. You should always be looking what to apply, and you should always be praying through it. And so I think it's been tremendously beneficial to remind me that this is not just sitting down and reading, but this is something much more than that.
Absolutely. We all have done the who is the Bible talking to, where is this taking place, and, you know, what does it mean to us? But this is a little deeper. This is a little deeper because that's personal, and that's something that, you know, you may not share with anybody else. But here the challenge is to make disciples, which is what we're supposed to be doing, and sharing, you know, what we're getting out of reading the Bible. It's not a novel for us to read, and, you know, it is something that we should, you know, be getting something out of, not just reading it, but really actually getting something out of it. So I'm excited. I'm excited about the church. I'm excited about the things that God is doing in the church with you, you two very anointed young men. And I'm just going to ask the audience, I put it on Facebook, and I see, did you see that Chris and the group arrived in India safely?
I did. I saw that.
Yes, and so we're just asking you to pray for our mission group that is over in India now, doing the work of the Lord over there. So it's just exciting. It's an exciting time in our lives right now.
In a couple of weeks, there'll be a group going to the Dominican Republic, and a couple of weeks later, soon around that time too, there'll be a group going to up into Virginia to help plant a church and help them get started. So just excited to see the people of our church go all over the globe and in the next month and take the good news of Jesus with them. So.
Absolutely, and we're about to move into a building that I know when you first started the church, that wasn't a goal, but God changes things and mixes things up for us, and so we're going to be moving into a new building very soon here, and that's exciting. That's really exciting. And John was sharing with us that we were going to have a food pantry there, so that's really exciting for us.
Absolutely, we are very excited to be a part of the crazy things that God calls us to do and His Spirit leads us. So
it helps to increase our faith, as you were saying. You know that you've stepped out and done some things that you before had not done and not believed God. You know, knowing that He could do it, but not really personally believing that was going to be done in you. I know that we've done the same thing. And this is an exciting time to be walking with the Lord, and we just want to share. I've invited people to come on, and see, it's just the three of us on, so but that's okay. We will go on. We will carry on. So
people are very shy, Billy. People are scared to talk on the radio.
I know there was somebody on, honey. I was able to pull it up, but there was somebody on, and I invited John Turkison to be on. And I don't believe he's not on, but anyway.
Oh, so somebody called in?
Yeah, and then they hung up when Al said, when I said, or whoever said, you know, we're opening up all the lines. They disappeared. So anyway, I understand. I was very apprehensive about doing this myself because I said, I'm not a radio person, you know, I talk, but I really didn't know that I could do this. But with the help of the Lord, He has enabled me to be able to come on the air and do this now for almost 2 years. So we're excited about that. We're excited what God is doing. And, you know, I just, if you open yourself up to God, he will use you. He will use you. May not always be comfortable for you, but he's able to prosper you in the things that he would have you prosper in. So, anyway, we said that we wanted to share how to soak. And so we are going to do, honey, you're so quiet. We're going to do a little soaking this morning just to demonstrate how to do it. And if you're not sure how to do it, is there any way that you can, like, find this online or something, soaping?
Kind of an example how to do it, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I can, let me see here.
Actually, I think the first
page of the journal.
Thing that I did was I looked it up online, and yeah, there are several references. If you just Google that acronym, you'll see some instructions and everything. So yeah, you can Google anything.
Yes, you can. This is really the information age, and that's good to know, you know, for the audience, if they're not, you know, if they really want to get into it, just Google soap, and you'll be able to see how to do it yourself and learn how to disciple people. We used to do street ministry back home and, you know, talking to people, but this is something where you can really get into depth with people and lead them, you know, to Christ. Amen. So
if you go to, I know that there's a radio station here in the Triangle, and it's a Christian radio station called K-Love. And I believe this isn't even the one in North Carolina, but I just Googled it. Anyways, it says K-Love, positive, encouraging K-Love, because that's what it sounds like on the radio. But anyways, they actually have a page on there of how to study the Bible. And there's actually down there, there's a section called personal, and it actually kind of breaks down the whole soap method on there. And when I, like Albert said, when I Googled it, there was a immense amount of things that came up as well. So, I just Googled S period O period A period P period soap Bible study, and many, many things to keep up as resources. So.
Amen. Thank God for the internet. Thank God that we can get information and know things that we've, you know, not been able to answer, questions we've not been able to answer before. We can go and at least get people's opinion, some factual, some fictional. We can read about it now. Amen, amen. So, now, what are we going to soap? We're soaping. Last night, you and I talked, and we said that we were going to do the first Philippians, the first chapter.
Yeah, so we can do that.
In our life group this week, as we met, I know we did the second half, and as our churches at home, we're doing the second half of the chapter, and you as our pastor are kind of leading us through the first half of each chapter.
Well, we can do the last half, because my soap from the first chapter was in the last half, so I'm cheating, so that works for me too.
Okay, great.
So I can just to break through a little bit of kind of what my soap was from the second half of the book of Philippians, and it comes from Philippians 1:27-28, and I'll read it. It says, "Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. And my observation from that was, you know, that Paul here says, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel, whatever happens. And that according to the way Paul writes this, it says, then, you know, whether I come and see you. So I wrote, then Paul will know that they are standing in one spirit. He will know that they are working as one for the faith of the gospel, and he will know that they have no fear. And so the observation was that, you know, if you conduct yourself worthy of the gospel, then I will know that you're living in one spirit, working as one for the faith of the gospel, and have no fear. And the application for me is this, was that I wrote out, you know, that I want to live a life worthy of the gospel. And I think that that's, I'm a preacher, so I can't help but go off script. But, you know, I think that's the desire for all of us, is that we want to live a life worthy of the good news of Jesus. And, you know, Paul, you know, what the application is for me here is, if I want that, you know, if I want that, then I have to stand in the Spirit. And I have to be together, unified with the people that are followers of Jesus in my life. And I also can't be afraid. You know, and I think that understanding that a life worthy of the gospel, that the way that you live a life worthy of the gospel is not alone. And I need to remind myself that so often I can do this on my own, and I can try to, you know, I can try to do it with all my might and not rely on anybody else, not rely on the Spirit. And ultimately, I'm absolutely scared to death because I'm trying to do it by myself. And so the application for me is, you know, if I want to live a life worthy of the gospel, it has to be standing firm in the Spirit. It has to be, you know, unified with the people in my life that are brothers and sisters in Christ. And if I'm doing that, there is no fear. You know, I mean, it's not that there is nothing to fear from anything in this life. If I'm in the Spirit and I'm one in spirit with the people in my community of faith, and so that was my application. So, you know, what we then do is we write out a prayer, and you know, and I'll just pray that over myself, and I'll pray that over everyone that's listening. Is Father, I thank you so much for the good news of Jesus. I thank you so much, Lord, that we have this word called gospel that just wraps it all up in a nutshell, that it's the good news of that Jesus has come. And God, we want to live a life worthy of that. And but God, so often we feel like we fall short, and so often we feel like that we're just not living up to that. And God, so often in my life, I find myself so far from anything close to what seems like worthy of the gospel. And what's so life-giving about this passage is it doesn't leave me without answers of how to live that life. And because, Father, I confess that so often I don't live one in the Spirit, and I don't live, you know, one in the Spirit in unity with my church family sometimes. And God, sometimes I confess that I live in fear. And I just confess those things. And I realize, Lord, from this passage, Lord, that to actually live a life worthy of the gospel, it's not in my own strength, but it's also not impossible. It's completely possible in your Spirit and through your Spirit and community with followers of Jesus. And Lord, just that in your Spirit there is no fear. And God, I just ask, Lord, that you would, Lord, just draw me so close to your Spirit. Draw the listeners of this broadcast to your Spirit. And God, I pray that you would just draw them to see their need through your Spirit, to be unified with the brothers and sisters in Christ in their lives. And God, I pray that you would truly just speak to them, Lord, that the three words, Lord, that you speak so often in your word, and it's when you speak to your people and you say, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And God, I just pray that we would know that in your Spirit we have no need to be afraid, and that when we live in the Spirit and we're not afraid, Lord, that we are living a life worthy of the good news of the life of Jesus. And Lord, transform us, change us, and Lord, and push us to be one with you. And we ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's interesting, because that is the scripture that stood out with me. I know early in myself, I'm going to say life, I would get to a scripture that talked about suffering, and it would just scare me because I didn't want to suffer. I didn't want to be in pain. And when we in the group this Wednesday, when we were doing soaping, and I came to that scripture in 20, and it says, I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by death, by life, or by death. And we are in a time now where the church is being really challenged to stand for the things that we believe in, against homosexuality, against just a lot of things. But the one thing that now is so prevalent is homosexuality. And so we're going to, as we were talking in the group, be challenged with a stand as to whether we're going to accept, you know, what's being pushed down our throats, or whether we're going to, you know, take a stand for Christ. And that was the one that stood out for me. I said, let me have sufficient courage not to be confrontational, but to stand for what I believe in. So that was interesting that's the one that stood out for you also, Bishop. Honey,
Bishop Burns.
Which one did...
Well, you know, guess what? the scriptures, I reread that, and that's one of the things that I think Matthew had told me as we talked about soap. Part of the method is that if when you read it, something doesn't really come to you, then that means read it again. And as I read it again, verses 27 and 28, really spoke to me, especially after we had our life group discussion. And as I reread that, I came with these observations. First of all, at the beginning of the chapter, it lets us know that Paul was in prison and in chains throughout the chapter. But even in that, he's writing to the Philippian church, encouraging them. He lets us know throughout his writing that he's not discouraged nor ashamed of his situation, and that he's basically, as Billy stated in verse 20, said that he expects and hopes that he'll in no way be ashamed and always be courageous, and that he's confident that whether he lives or dies, Christ would be exalted in his body. But he also came to realize or came to grips with the fact that there's a purpose for me to remain or to stay alive, and knowing that God has let me know what that purpose is, he's now confident that he will remain and be delivered unto the Philippians again, and that knowing that by his returning to them, that their faith would increase because of them seeing how Christ has delivered him to them again. And then finally, he encourages them, this is our scripture, to conduct themselves in a way that's pleasing to God and shows that they have confidence in Christ no matter what comes at them. He encourages them to stand together in one spirit because they are all in this thing together. And by supporting one another and standing together in the time of trials, it's a sign to Satan that, A, he'll be destroyed, and that they would be delivered by the hand of the Lord. and the encouragement to stand together and to not be afraid of whatever comes against them or opposes them. And how I applied that to my life, I just kind of reflected and came to realize that often what I'm doing, what I think is right, pleasing to God, when I'm striving to live for Him, there come times when I am attacked. But one thing the Scripture lets me know that I don't have to be in it all by myself. I'm not alone. I can share my burdens with others because we do all stand together as a church family, as a family of believers. I don't have to be afraid of what opposes me. In fact, I definitely should not stoop to the level and begin to act like those that are attacking me or retaliate in a way that mirrors the way they are. And sometimes that's hard to do. But I should make it a point not to act on a matter that's unworthy of Christ, but make it a point to act on a matter, as the Scripture said, that is pleasing to God or that reflects Christ. And by not acting afraid and not acting in a way that's unseemly as a Christian, that's my message to Satan, that you lose, I win, I'll be delivered. And the other great thing is that I know that when I come through this or as I come through it, not only will my faith be strengthened, but the faith of others will be strengthened who have watched me endure this and endured it with me. And then my prayer is that the Lord, by your Spirit, always remind me who I am in you, especially during those times that I am under opposition, that I will not sink to the levels of acting out of the flesh, but to just maintain my integrity in you and watch you deliver me from every trouble that comes my way. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, I see Brother John has joined us, and your mic is open, John, so join in.
Okay. Hey, thank you for the opportunity to listen in and also to comment. Let me just make a few comments that might be beneficial to some folks in the audience. Maybe some of the folks in the audience have a fear that they need to overcome, and that fear is just sharing the gospel or studying with somebody else or getting into the habit of reading, and I do use the word habit on purpose. I found that the SOAP was that methodology was a great thing to use. There were some guys in our fellowship that, you know, they were struggling reading the Bible on a regular basis. And just by being able to take a chapter, read through it, listening to what God said to the person, or as we would say, what jumped out at you, what was the verse that you really took to heart. And it got a couple guys that I've been in a group with for a while, got them from the not studying the Scripture in their life to studying it every day. So some of us fear what we might find in the Bible or have a fear to overcome of sharing this gospel. It's really easy to do so. It's really so easy just to sit down and work through that. For us as a family, we're doing that as well. Of course, through our series at our church there, we're doing Philippians, and so my wife and our youngest daughter, every day we sit down and soak through another chapter of Philippians. We've been through the book twice or three times, and we'll be doing our fourth time this week. So for us, it's been a great opportunity to use a tool that we can use with others and see them walk closer to the Lord because they start reading the Scripture every day. Since it's just a chapter that our use of it and use it. It's really nice. It's very, very approachable. People can get started on it. And the next thing they know, they're reading it every day and they're starting to share with other people. So it's one of the fears that we do have to face down, as you were talking about the passages in Philippians there. So I appreciate the chance to share that, and hopefully others will see that and use it.
Thank you, John. Well, share with us one of the things that stood out with you in Philippians.
One of the things that really stood out to me in Philippians is Paul gets torn between staying here on earth and going to heaven. He's torn between what he knows his reward will be and yet what he knows what in heaven and his reward here on earth. And so he's clearly told by the Spirit that he's going to be here for a while, and he's here so he can help other people. And that stood out to me. Now, I observed that that's where he was struggling. And my application is sometimes, maybe like the other people, I don't know, but sometimes I say, Lord, can you take me now? I mean, what's wrong with just picking me up? I'm sure everybody around me will be fine. Would you take me? But then he speaks to me and says, I'll take you when I'm ready to take you, and you have a lot more to do, so keep going. That was my application. So my prayer is always to be patient with myself and patient, knowing that the Lord's timing is what's the most important, obviously. And I just have to realize that sometimes I get to think about, gee, I'd like to leave this planet and get to heaven. But no, I really have to say, Lord, keep me here. Give me more opportunities to serve you. And when those are done in your sight, then take me.
Amen.
That's awesome, John. Amen. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have demonstrated soap and talked about soap and pray. I'm going to post this on Facebook so that more people will get a chance to learn how to do this, because this is something that, like I said, in the 30-something years that we've been walking with the Lord, that I don't think that I've shared, but I share on Facebook all the time, but leading people to Christ through this method is, it takes away the fear. It takes away the fear of sharing, you know, with other people. So I'm just grateful that that the Lord dropped this in your spirit, Matthew.
Even another encouragement is that, I mean, I think it can even be something that connects with people that aren't even followers of Jesus. I mean, I know Jeremy, our executive pastor, talked to someone and, you know, tried to invite them to church and stuff, and just really had a lot of hesitancies and a lot of skepticism towards institutionalized religion and church. And, you know, but he wasn't like he didn't believe in God, but just very, very cold of not wanting to come to church. But he was intrigued of learning more. And Jeremy brought up the idea of, you know, this, what if we just got together and read the Bible together? And he was extremely intrigued by that and actually interested. And so just, you know, a lot of times we give up too quickly, you know, and a lot of times people actually would like to just kind of see what this is all about and do it at their own way and write down what they're actually seeing and what they're getting and not being told they're wrong, and, you know, and just kind of letting God speak to them as they do this. And I think it can be a part of making disciples of people that are already followers and helping disciple them. And I think it can also be a way that you can actually make disciples and actually see people come to know Jesus through actually reading the Word. And I think we undersell the fact that people would actually be interested in doing something like that. So,
yeah, Matthew?
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, let me make a comment. The story that you just related to all of us reminds me of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Ethiopian treasury official was very keen on reading the scriptures. He just needed someone to come alongside him and help him understand it. So that's a good example of what you just spoke there. Somebody may say, sure, I'm willing to take a look at what it says, but to have somebody come along and use some kind of method to help them just bit by bit understand what's in there is pretty doggone important.
Absolutely. That was a good connection there, John.
Well, thank you, John. John, were you on earlier and then you hung up?
I started to. We're actually getting ready to head over to Durham, so I also on. Sorry.
That's okay. Thank you for calling back and sharing with us. And Matthew,
thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I just love this young man. Not that I didn't
well,
try
I love
to
you
love
too.
Him, but but just a genuine man of God, and one that is you can see I can see you growing in God, Matthew. I can see you like blossoming in the Lord and the things that when the church first started to where you are now, and how your faith has increased. And it's just awesome. It's just an awesome, awesome thing, to grow in the Lord. And it's caused us, I don't know about Al, I can speak for myself, it's caused me to stand back, because like I said, I've been saved for over 30 years. And, now I'm coming into an area that is different. And the Lord told me this before we left Chicago, that, that things were going to be different. And so I'm just thankful to God that that we received the postcard about the start of the church, and that my husband, decided that, we wanted to go over and check out and see what things were going to be about, and that we're there now, and just excited about the things that God's doing and at the Point Church.
Well, I'm thankful now that I happen to be a part of this different thing that's hard to be a part of. So I appreciate those words, and it's extremely encouraging, and I'm honestly better because of you. So so thank you all very much. Y'all have been tremendously shaping and transforming influences in my life. So I thank you so much, and appreciate you having me on today.
Amen. I hear that the boys are waking up now. I remember those days, but.
Luke, do you want to say hi?
Hi, Luke.
Hey, man.
So.
We are just, thankful that the both of you came on and talked about stuff with us, and we want this to spread, and that's going to be our prayer. I'm going to be posting it on Facebook on the They Overcame group this session, but also I'm just going to be posting it and inviting people that are on Facebook that are friends of mine to join in and soak. We can soak over the internet. We don't have to talk face to face. We can talk over the internet. So I'm going to be putting that.
You can write it out. You can email it back and forth to each other.
Yes, yes, that's exactly it. So I'm just thankful. And honey, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Just excited about the show today, and excited about just the whole as. John was saying, John kind of spoke the sentiments of my heart as well, because whenever I think of soap, I think of that situation with the Ethiopian eunuch, how that he just needed somebody to go through the scripture with him. And there's a world out there that would just love for some of us to go through the scripture with them, and that is a very soft and easy way to point somebody to Jesus. This is just a tremendous thing. And I think you even mentioned earlier a few times in the show that the fear isn't there, because one of the fears that I've had, I'm not, though I've been in the church all my life and been through the Bible, I sometimes feel just inadequate because I'm not formally and, you know, theologically or seminary trained. But one of the things, and people fear theology. I was in a discussion a few weeks ago where one of the gentlemen said people just fear theology because they don't know as much about it and don't want to be seen as not knowing. But, you know, this method just makes you not have to be a theologian, but if you just look at the scripture and read it as we come to the observations, there's so much there just in the words that are written that we don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar, we don't have to be a church historian. We can just see what the scripture says and apply it to our lives, and the Lord will just speak to us. I love this thing. And Matthew, you said earlier, this is not the only way to study the Bible, but I can't think of a better way. So
I agree.
It's become my way, and I thank you and thank God for that.
Absolutely. That's exciting.
Yes.
Amen, amen. Well, John, since everyone else has been on the broadcast before, and I know that you have to go, but would you end us in prayer?
Certainly, more than happy to do that. Father and God, you are the source of all knowledge, of all life, everything. We praise you and honor you and glorify you for all that you do. Thank you so much for being a God that loves us and cares for us and blesses us with your word and speaks to us every day. You give us your word, and just like our words right now are speaking, your word speaks to us. Lord, I thank you for the ministry that Albert and Billy have here in Blog Talk Radio. Lord, I thank you for every ear that's listening and every heart that's listening right now and ready to do what you want them to do. Lord, I thank you for this tool that you've given us to help us understand your word and, more importantly, to reach others for your bless us, Lord, throughout this day. I pray that you watch over all of us in our study. Lord, may we gather this weekend in fellowship with other Christians and just enjoy your presence in our lives. But every day, Lord, may we be in your word, learning, studying, reading, applying, and praying. Lord, bless us. Bless Matthew and his pastorship. I pray that you'll bless Albert and Billy and their ministry, and bless all of us as we try to reach others for your kingdom. And at last, we pray, Lord, that you'll save us and take us to your home in heaven. We pray this in your son's holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And we just want to invite everyone that's listening to join our overall host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, every day at this same number, 858-683-1334, at 1 o'clock Pacific time, 2 o'clock Mountain Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, and 4 o'clock Eastern Time, every day at this number. Evangelist Adrian Bernard has ministers and pastors and evangelists that come on and expound the Word of God and just, you know, lead us to the place that God would want us to be in. And so we just invite you to listen in. And, of course, every Saturday at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Mountain Time, 7 a.m. Central Time, and 8 a.m. Eastern Time to They Overcame. We're here to give God the glory and to give God the praise. And I know God has been honored today. Don't you agree, baby? He's been honored today because that's our mission, is for us to lead people to Christ. That's what we're here for. We're here to give God praise, and we're here to lead people to Christ. And this method of studying the Bible is an awesome way to get to know God and to learn to hear what God is saying to us. It's a little frightening. I don't want to say frightening, but it is a little apprehensive. I was a little apprehensive about doing it because, you know, it's foreign. It's different, and it's different, and people don't like change. So it was a little difficult for me, but we were able to do it, and I'm just grateful to God, you know, for us being able to do that. So, Babe, did you have anything else that you wanted to say?
Just amen to all that has gone forth today, and we just thank God.
So happy that we, you know, were able to do this today. So we are going to end now, and I'm trying to find our theme song. Here we go. Amen. Nope. Honey, do you see it?
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
I just wanna pray.
Forever, come on.
Forever.